KC9 FQP testing. Hey, DMH Mobile.
And mobile monitoring.
KD8IWS, listening.
Nothing hurt. KD8IWS clear.
Was that traffic? W8RPM.
KD8IWS, go ahead.
Whoops. Yeah. Did you hear any of that? I'm sorry I bumped the channel button. I answered you, but somewhere else. Good afternoon. My name is Ron. My call is Whiskey 8 Romeo Papa Mike, and I'm mobile in Sheboygan, Michigan, Sheboygan County, Northern Michigan. Not sure where you are.
Yeah, did you say this is Ron?
I did say that, yes.
Hey, good afternoon, Ron. I'm in Fenton, Michigan. I was just trying out a Source One platform, and I frequent the Gaylord area quite often. And I thought I'd give this a try. I don't know if you've heard of Source One, but or QSO One. But I just got it set up between last night and this morning, and just trying it out. So you're on the road near Sheboygan, I think you said.
Yep, correct. Familiar with the Gaylord repeaters. I'm actually a member of the Northern Michigan Radio Club, although not very active. Just don't seem to get down there on the right days or the right times. But still trying to keep in touch with those guys. Looking forward to the swap later this month or later September. West Branch, I think, 1 week. And I think it's Finley one weekend. It's West Branch the next, and it's our Gaylord swap. Gaylord Alpena the one after that.
Ah, interesting. Is that going to be held in Gaylord?
Yes, it's at a like a Knights of Columbus sort of hall. I think it is a Knights of Columbus hall. It's just east of town, but only by a couple of miles, over by Treetops Resort.
Yeah. Okay. You say a couple of weekends. Do you recall the date?
Ours is the 26th. The West Branch would be the 19th, and I think the Finley is the 13th. So Finley's a Sunday, and the next two are Saturdays, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I will I'll check and see if I'm going to be up in the Gaylord area. We've got a place west of Gaylord. I'm there quite often, so... Yeah, that would be fun to go to for sure, since it's so close. I'm only probably 25 minutes west of Gaylord, so I'll have to give that a try. And I think you said it was 26. That would be a Saturday. Okay. All right, well, I won't keep you. I'm not sure where you're headed. I'm just sitting in the driveway in my truck. I've got a Starlink Mini on the roof, and I've connected my... tablet to that with this QSO One platform, and I'm pretty impressed with it so far. I've got a Yaesu FTM 400 sitting right next to me, but it makes it appears as though it's going to make it very easy for travel. You know, even though I can switch repeaters on my Yaesu with my Starlink Mini on the roof, I've got 100% internet, so this thing's going to work pretty cool, I think. Not sure if you're familiar with that platform, but I like what I see so far. I won't keep you, Ron. I appreciate you coming back. At least I know this thing's working. So Kurt's the name here again. I'm in Fenton, and call sign is Kilo Delta 8. India Whiskey Sierra. Good talking with you. I'll catch you maybe a little bit later. Not sure where you're headed. Where you headed before I cut out of here?
Up here. I just live a few miles from where I am at the moment. A couple of round town errands. But hey, before you run, so I kind of get the gist of what you're talking about. I'm assuming that's solely an internet-based platform. Are you using receive and transmit audio off of a laptop or a tablet?
Yes, it is internet-based, first question. I am using a Amazon Fire tablet, and you have to, and this is primarily an Android and or a Windows app. So you could use it on your laptop, you could use it on your tablet. I just happened to find out about it earlier. Let's see, today's Monday. Last Tuesday, WX1J over in Traverse City, he showed me this app on his Android phone, and I thought, you know, I've got an old Amazon tablet. I'm going to give it a try. So, yep, it is internet-based, and I don't always do internet-based communication, but I will tell you, Fusion versus this, I hope my audio sounds somewhat natural. I've had occurrences with Fusion that it kind of sounds like a computer voice, if you know what I mean.
Well, I do, and that's why I ask, because the audio is so good. It's so natural and wide. You know, it doesn't have any sort of digital sound to it whatsoever. It's very, very full fidelity and wide range as far as highs and lows. So it's very impressive. I'm curious if that's freeware or if it's licensed. And if it's licensed, you know, maybe it's free in the basic form and licensed if you want the bells and whistles. But I'm curious if you paid for it, what it costs. I also have a 8-inch Amazon Fire tablet sitting around doing nothing. And that would really be a good solution when traveling, like from a hotel room or something like that. I, too, have an FDM-400. That's what I'm talking to you on. I've never gotten into the Wires X, but as you know, both the Gaylord repeaters are mixed-mode fusion. And I do take advantage of that, you know, pretty regularly. I'm okay with it. I'm comfortable with it. But the audio is no comparison to what yours is. So, all right, I'm where I need to be, sir. We'll catch up down the page, and I will be curious as to your results and experiments and exploits. 73 from the Great White North, W8RPM. See ya.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, it is the free version. You can go online. Put in QSO1. It'll take you to this gentleman's page. He does it on donations. And I'm telling you, I am very, very impressed. It is so clean. And you can program in all of your repeaters and favorites. You can do logging on it. Very impressed. I think you'd like it. I won't keep you any longer. Look it up. I'm currently running it in All-Star mode. I also have EchoLink programmed into it, but I'm on All-Star at the moment. All right, 7-3, my friend. Thanks, Ron. And we'll keep in touch. KD8, IWS, clear. Thank you.
KABCW. KABCW. DC9, FJP Mobile. EB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
Node 5677757 connected to node 583410. Node 56140 connected to node 583410.
This is KS8AGY Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee testing.
Hear you loud and clear, Kevin. KV8SEJ.
Thank you, Bob. KV8SEJ, this is KF8AGY. I think that was you, KE8SDZ. You're barely holding the repeater. There's a lot of static, but I heard very little of what you said. KE8SDZ, got a negative copy on that.
KF8AGY, KE8SBZ.
KE8SBZ, this is KF8AGY. You keep coming in over Echo Link because you are a lot clearer.
Okay, I'm down at Northern Exposure. I have very little radio signal or telephone signal. Copy.
Copy, but there is an echo, and I'm not sure what you can do about it. But definitely, if you're coming in over Echo Link right now, you are sounding solid. A little bit of echo delay, but that's about it. KF8AGY, KE8SBZ, this is KF8AGY.
Okay, I may try a short time tonight. Talk to you in a while.
Roger that.
All right, guys. I just want to make it known the repeater is operating on battery power at this time. We're still going to continue with the net, but any other traffic before the net, let's try to keep it down. We're trying to conserve our battery. Anything you mentioned?
Good evening, everybody. Stand by for a special announcement. It is time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications OXCOM Net. This is KTTC Net Control. Please be aware that there is a power outage surrounding the 8-6 repeater. The repeater is currently on battery power. The power went out around 5:30 today, and our expectations are it will all run for maybe 3 or 4 hours. As a consequence, we are canceling the T-barge net. Should an emergency arise, we will bring a generator to the 8-6 facility. If you want to look at whether the power is there, go to Consumers Power. They've currently assigned people to bring the power up. It's just a very small power outage. That's it for T-barge. Hopefully, I would encourage everyone to use light use of the repeater for emergency purposes. This is KTTC. This will be the end of our net tonight.
KAGTC, this is KF8AGY. Should I continue with the Monday evening social hour net or make an announcement that it's off?
At this point in time, I don't think we have any weather emergencies. I think you might want to just have a very short net if possible. My expectation is should drop out in the next hour. So my feeling is go ahead, but maybe keep it brief. Kedeshizi.
I say continue. Battery when Joe was up there was at 85%. However, when the repeater is transmitting, we are drawing 700 watts. So it may drain quickly, but I guess we can find out. Anyway.
As an alternative, I can just go through and make announcements and indicate the battery situation. We could have a short net tonight, we could have a long net, and there's a possibility that it might just cut out right in the middle of it. So, still looking for advisement. Come back.
Kevin, I would just go for it. If we still have that much battery, we should be able to get through the net tonight. So, when we transmit, we're drawing 700, and we've got a 2,000 watt-hour battery. So, my feeling is just go for it.
Roger that. I will do that. And with that, I will say good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Before we get started, I have a few announcements. Our standard announcements, there's breakfast with hams every Tuesday morning at J&S Hamburg on South Airport Road, just west of Garfield. All are welcome, and this is a great time to casually connect with your radio buddies. Tomorrow night at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City, is our monthly board meeting that will begin at 7 o'clock. And as has been announced already, I will make another announcement to the same effect. The repeater is currently on battery power due to a consumer's power outage around the tower site. We are operating on battery. We think we're going to have enough for the whole net, but if the net should suddenly in the middle, that is the cause. And with those announcements underway, this is KF8AGY. My name is Kevin. I will be your net control station this evening using the club call sign WATCM. Right? The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our fan community, communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in the area. The MeshNet and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Terryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in to the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. Great. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained and short-time stations. Second, Echo Link and D-Star. And third, general check-in. We check in one person at a time. I will call for a check-in. You send me your call sign and first name slowly. I will acknowledge the station I heard, then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm going to do an ad hoc topic here. I didn't really have one to go in with, but the question I'm going to ask is, are you surprised that September is just around the corner, and did summer go by quickly for you? This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short-time, time-constrained stations, and because you are time or energy-constrained, I'll get your comments right after this group checks in. The first short-time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria.
Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Okay, Tom, I got you, and Mark, I've got you. Next check-in, please.
H-Y-E, Edgar.
Edgar, I have you. Next short-time check-in, please. Whoever that was, your audio didn't come through, and it was a little interfered with. Try again. Okay, that was a negative copy. Do we have any more time-constrained check-ins? Please call now. None heard. Let's go to the top of the time-constrained check-ins list. Tom, WB8WIV in Cadillac. Tom, go ahead with your transmission, and Mark, please stand by.
Okay, Kevin, there again. Thanks for taking the net. WATCM, WB8WIV. Currently, I think about 83 still degrees here. It's pretty warm out there. Anyway, we got lots of rain today. Had two storms go through in the morning, which was a welcome relief. I'll be up in your neck of the woods tomorrow, but tomorrow morning I've got to go to see a neurologist. So I'll be up there, and then I have a doctor's appointment in the afternoon. And as far as the summer goes, it looks like we're going to have more summer this week, and possibly September might be fairly warm. Anyway, so I don't think it's going to... Anyway, everybody have a good evening. 7-3, thanks for taking that. Kevin, back to you. WB8WYB, I'm clear. Good evening.
All right, thank you for that, Tom. Sounds like you guys got a lot wetter than what we got today. We had one go through, sometime between 10 and 11, and then... As the sky looked dark, it was starting to sun up. So who knows with this crazy weather. Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, go ahead with your transmission. And Edgar, KE8HYE, please stand by.
Good evening. This is Mark. This is it that night. That sort of a thing, even if it might have to be a little bit attenuated. So in an effort to conserve batteries, I just wanted to be checked in and checked out. And have a very good evening, 73. This is KC8CAP.
Okay. We're keeping dry in your neck of the woods, and hopefully the weather is being good for you and life is treating you well. We'll see you tomorrow night. Edgar, KE8HYE. Edgar, go ahead with your transmission.
Good evening to the net. Thanks for taking it. And the summer has went really fast. It seems like the older I get, the faster time goes. It's unbelievable. But we'll take it as it's going. And when it gets cold, it may excuse I have to go outside to work. Anyway, 73. And real question. Is the repeater still up on 72, or has been in the past? K8HYE.
K8HYE, I do not know the status of the 72 repeater. I believe Drake is on. He may be able to tell you.
Drake, did you hear that?
Yeah, it's still there.
All right, thanks, Drake. At this point, I'm going to take Echo Link and hold on a second here. Okay, we'll now stand by for stations checking in using Echo Link. We may experience a delay of a few seconds for Echo Link responses to traverse the net, and I'll give it that time. First, Echo Link check-in, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu. Tony.
Tony, I gotcha. Next, Echo Link check-in, please. Any further Echo Link check-ins? Now's your time. I'll come back to you in a minute, but any more Echo Link or D-Star check-ins at this point?
This is K8VNA using Echo Link. I'm out and about again.
K8VNA, is that you, John? If that's you, I got you on the list. Okay, no further Echo Link check-ins heard. I will now go to general check-ins, or all check-ins. Newly licensed hands, this is your chance as well. First, general check-in, please call WATCM now.
Drake, any DMH?
Drake, I gotcha. Next general check-in. Okay, I heard somebody key the repeater, but there was no audio. Would you like to try again? Do we have another general check-in? Please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 8, India Whiskey Sierra, Kurt and Fenton.
Kurt, KD8, India Whiskey Sierra, I've got you. Next general check-in, please.
Scott?
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform 7.
No audio. Would you like to try again, please?
Scott, Whiskey X-Ray 1, Juliet, in and out for the count.
Scott, I got you in and out. Next general check-in, please.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform 7.
Kevin, KD9WWU, I have you. Do we have another general check-in? Please call now.
KF8GNY, Dan and TC.
Okay, Dan, I've got you. Next general check-in, please. Okay, none heard. We'll go back to the top of the Echo Link list. Tony, KEASBZ. Tony, go ahead with your transmission. And John, KABNA, please stand by.
This is Tony, KEASBZ. Location is mobile down on Hoden Pile Pond at Northern Exposure Campground. I've just been here for a short while. I've been traveling about the upper part of the state from Higgins Lake to a few weeks up on Lake Michigan at Charlevoix. And now I'm down here, and I feel like a real gypsy. I've been out of contact with everyone. I apologize. Been kind of off the grid a good part of the time. I have a J-pole raised up probably 35 feet right now that does not work with a radio. I brought a radio I could add about 25 watts to, and I can hear the repeater, but I am not able to get through with a strong signal, so thus the Echolink. I will cut my transmission short here due to the battery difficulties that we're having on the repeater, and hope everyone has a great evening. This is KE8SBZ, hoping to see everybody. If I can, I'll try to drive into town tomorrow. And yes, it was a short summer. 73.
Well, Tony, it's good to hear from you. At least we hear your voice. We know you exist, and you've been a wandering nomad most of the summer. So I hope Hoden Pyle and Northern Exposure is treating you well. Hopefully the weather is behaving a little bit better than last time you and Rose and myself and Pat were out there. And, yes, the summer has gone by quick, that's for sure. Okay, next up we've got John, K8VNA. John, go ahead with your transmission, and Drake, stand by.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. This is John, K8VNA. I just wanted to show quick support to the net and say hi. I know we're running on battery power or something. I heard something about that. But, yeah, just wanted to say quick hi to you. Yeah, it's been a quick summer. And school's back in session, so it's going to get busier for us here at the household here. So thanks, Kevin. You have a good day. Good night. See ya.
Hey, John. It's good to hear from you on the net. Yeah, I know your house tends to get really busy during the school year, so it's good to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a bit, and hope to see a little bit more of you. Drake, NADMH. Drake, go ahead with your transmission. And Kurt from Fenton, please stand by.
Hey, good evening, NADMH. Going to keep it decently short. Did want to throw out there that in case the battery does die on the 86 repeater, the 147.26 is the backup. The PL for that is 14.8. If you're north of Traverse City, the PL will be 107.2. The backup to that is 444.35, PL 107.2. And if all else fails, of course, we've got 146.52 simplex. So want to throw in those backup frequencies in case we see an extended outage for the 86 repeater. But sounds like they're working on it, and hopefully they'll have commercial power restored soon. Back to
that. Okay, NADMH, thank you for the status update there. Yeah. Hopefully they get it resolved soon. It's a race against time between the power company and the battery. Hopefully we get it back up and running again. Okay, Kurt, KD8, IWS, Kurt from Fenton. With your transmission, and KD9WWU, please stand by.
Okay, good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, I just wanted to check in. It's been quite a while since I checked into this net. WX1J helped me get a QSO1 platform up and running. So this is the first night I've actually transmitted on it. I did have to come in on Echolink. For some reason, All-Star would not stay connected to the WHCCM repeater. I'm not sure why. It worked fine earlier today, but just wanted to say hi to everybody. This will be a short time. This will be my last transmission, but I'm familiar with the area, and when I'm up in that area, I always try to get on the local repeaters. So good job for all you guys. It's a part of Sierra Land Radio Amateur Radio Club, You're doing a great job up there. And 7-3 is from Kurt Fenton, KD8, IWS.
Okay, Kurt, thank you very much, and welcome to the net for your first time. Your signal is locked on, rock solid and clear. I seem to remember Scott talking about somebody a little while back, and you must be he, because that's what he was doing, was helping somebody get set up so they could be on the net. Scott, we have is in and out, and so the next one up will be Kevin, KD9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission, and Dan, please stand by. Kevin, if that's you, you're breaking the repeater, but you're not holding it, and there is no audio. It disconnects almost as soon as you connect. So would you like to try again? Kevin, KD9WWU, go ahead with your transmission.
Okay, we'll try again. We're on EchoLink, broadcasting from Bel Air, and we're waiting for new windows today. They didn't come. So anyways, talk about a short summer. Yeah, most of my summers either are here or Northwest Indiana or both. So matter of fact, we're headed back south on Thursday. So and we're back on Saturday. So we'll see how it goes. This is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, 73s.
Okay there, Kevin. I remember those days when we were re-homesteading in Traverse City, and those last few months, I think I probably made more runs up north and back than a typical trucker would. It seemed like going downstate, loading up the truck with boxes and things, driving up to Traverse City, dropping them off in the storage unit, rinse and repeat until we got everything moved up here. So I can empathize with you. Hope those windows come soon. I know you're trying to get everything set up before winter. Good to hear from you. Dan, F8GNY. Dan, go ahead with your transmission, and we've reached the bottom of the list. I'll call for additional check-ins after you, Dan. Dan, go ahead.
Summer has gone by way, way, way too fast. I see leaves changing already, and several trees near my house are picking quite a bit of color already. Looks like could have a nice color season this year if the rain doesn't get to them. We'll see how that goes. But, took last week's nut advice and started playing with EchoLink a little bit here, and finally getting a little bit of that working, but I'm not coming to you on EchoLink tonight, so hopefully here in the future I'll give that a try just to see how it works out, but that's it for me. Back to you.
Well, Dan, you're coming in very well. Your signal's nice and clear. You're holding the repeater. There's only a little bit of bacon fry in there somewhere, but when you do come in and start playing with EchoLink, you'll notice that there will be a delay with your transmission. That's just what it takes to get your voice into the internet digitally and pass it off to the repeater. So look forward to hearing from you on EchoLink. It works pretty well. And at this point, we've reached the bottom of the list. This is WATCM, and I'll listen for any additional check-ins. If you have not checked in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and wish to do so, please check in now.
NATS. Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Net Control, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
Amity, KE8, ZOY.
Amity, I've got you. Do we have any more cable check-ins? Please call now.
This is a late check-in from Matthew at KF8HCQ, KF8HCQ.
Okay, Matthew, KF8HCQ, I've got you. Do we have any additional check-ins?
This is Jerry, KFHFY, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Hotel Foxtrot Yankee in Traverse City.
KFHFY, can you come back with your first name, please? I didn't get that.
My first time, this Jerry is my name.
Okay, gotcha. Do we have any additional general check-ins at this point who have not checked in? This will be your last chance, and then I'll go down through the remaining list. Please call now. No further check-ins heard. Let's go to the top of our amended list. Go ahead with your transmission, and Chris, KF8DMK, please stand by.
Hey, N8CN, since the repeater's on battery power, I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. So, N8CN, QNI, QRV, QTH, KTVC, QRP, QRK, QSA, QRM, nil, QRN, nil, QRO, QRS, QSV, QSL, thanks QSO, QRT, SK, N8CN.
Well, Joe, that's impressive. That's all I can say to that. I heard a bunch of Qs and, that's about as brief as you can get. So at this point, Joe, I'll just say 73. Very impressive. You'll have to teach us all that quick sometime. Christopher, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Christopher, go ahead with your transmission in Amity, please. Stand by.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, KF8DMK. I know it's been a long time since you guys have heard me on the air, because my daughter hijacked the radio a couple of times, and then the last couple of weeks we've just been so busy even she didn't check in. But the summer is going by crazy fast. We have my youngest child is now 8 weeks old tomorrow, so that's how fast my summer's going. So I was just checking in to let you guys know I'm still alive, I'm still here, and sometimes I even still listen. So it was good hearing you guys. That's all I got for tonight. This is CRISPR, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Back to you, Kevin. Thanks for taking the nap.
Hey, Christopher. It's good to hear back from you. It has been a quick summer, and when you talk about your youngest being 8 weeks old, that is just a wow moment. Seemed like he was just born a couple weeks ago, but time passes quickly when you're having fun. Yeah, and I know you guys have been busy. You did really well at the fair. Chloe was able to get on the net, and she had bragging rights. Definitely, she earned them. So it was good to hear from you. Hope to see you soon. That'll be it. Amity, KE8ZOY, Amity, go ahead with your transmission, and Matthew, please stand by.
Good evening, everyone. This is Amity, KE8ZOY. I haven't been on the net in a little bit, been kind of busy this summer, gone, leaving tomorrow for another week. Up north, and just having a good time, enjoying the weather, enjoying just being alive. So hope all is well, and after next week, I'll be more attentive to coming to the meetings and breakfast and having a good time with you guys. KF8ZOY, good afternoon, good evening.
Amity, it's good to hear back from you, and yeah, it has been a busy summer. I'm sure you've been jam-packed with things to do between dog shows and dog training and
coaching soccer, or not coaching soccer, but officiating soccer. Yeah, goes by quick, doesn't it? Hope to see you soon at the club meetings again. And at this point, let's go to Matthew, Kilo Fox 8, Hotel Charlie, Quebec. Matthew, please go ahead with your transmission, and Jerry, stand by.
Yes, this is Matthew, KFAG-2. Copy transmission on this handheld. If you guys can detect that from Lake Ann, Michigan, and want to throw it back to Joe and say how impressive that was with all of his flash cards. Wager there, you've got to get up on that. Just want to say hi. Glad to be on the air. Tech license here within the last couple of months, and happy to be on the air and say hi to everybody. Watching our barn cats out in the yard right now and jumping into home school. And happy to give the next phase of the year rolling. 73 to everybody. Over.
Well, Matthew, congratulations on getting your tech license, and even greater congratulations at actually starting to use it. I know a lot of people get licensed, but then that's the last we hear from them. So your signal's coming in crystal clear. You sounded great. Keep up the good work. Definitely don't be mic shy, and it sounds like you're not at all. So hope to hear from you. If we can see you at Breakfast with Hams or even a club meeting, we'll look forward to that, too. Matthew, thank you very much. And Jerry, KFHFY, Jerry, go ahead with your transmission.
Oh, this is Jerry, KFHFY. Brand new ham, just got my license last week, been listening, and decided to get on my first set. And I really thank you guys. For being so friendly, appreciate it, and hopefully I can continue to do this again. 7-3s, everybody.
Well, Jerry, first off, congratulations on getting your new ham license and on your first net. I hope we've all been behaving while you were listening. Good to hear you on the net, and we look forward to hearing you some more. And we meet every Monday night at 8 here, and of course, as I said, Breakfast with Ham is on Tuesday at 9 a.m. west of Garfield on Airport Road, and our club meetings are usually every Tuesday night at the New Approaches Center in Traverse City. At this point, we've reached the bottom of the list. This will conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight, but before we close, does anybody have any questions, inquiries, or comments? I'll listen for rechecks or comments at this point.
Didn't you miss a couple of check-ins, WAVPC?
WAVPC, you might have been doubled over. What's your first name, please?
Name is Mike, down here in Royal Oak.
VPC in Royal Oak. Mike, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Had a meeting online with one of the local clubs tonight. We're trying to put up a, replace a repeater and Two years and so many months in the making. So that's why I checked in kind of late. So since I'm the very last person in line, I have some trivia, and I might as well say it. Does everybody know what the purpose of 146.52 is for? It's not something where you sit there and rag chew. It's the calling frequency. So you call somebody, you call CQ, and you contact somebody, then you move to another frequency. And by the way, years ago, and Joe, NHCN, might remember, the FCC actually sent a letter to the Traverse City ham operators for overusing 146.52.
They said it wasn't a violation, but they reminded the ham operators in the Traverse City area that it was for calling CQ and not having a reg to just to throw something in there. I'm not a repeater cop, but I just wanted to point that out. Back to net, WAPPC.
All right, Mike, appreciate that reminder. I don't believe I was around at that time, but yeah, I can understand. The calling frequencies are specifically for that, to get a hold of somebody and then move to another frequency so you can have your conversation. At this point, we've reached the bottom of the list, and this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8th. PM T-Barge Net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, operating this evening as Net Control under the club call, WATCM. I will now close the net, return the repeater to general amateur use. It is on battery right now, so if it does go out, that'll be the reason why. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. This is WATCM, and I will be clear. Thank you.